I want to speak to Lara Harris, who's available for a conversation with me. Good morning, Lara.
Good morning.
Lara, there was a lot of talk recently, very high-profile humanist wedding. Indeed, it was in the papers. It was much talked about because it involved, indeed, a high-profile model and a professional footballer, a humanist wedding, and there'd been debates, discussions, and even court cases around it. And progress has been made with regards to the status of a humanist wedding in Northern Ireland. Just remind us of that story, Lara.
Lauren and Eunan had the first humanist wedding here, and it allowed us to open up the door to all other humanists to have weddings exactly the way they want them. So we're very fortunate that this weekend we're having our first two since the legal ruling.
Yeah, this is Lauren LeCall and Eunan O'Kane, or Eunan, who's playing for Leeds United and the Republic of Ireland, and Lauren, who's been in many's a glamorous magazine. So they've broken ground and indeed cut a swathe for humanists generally.
They have indeed. They've opened up the opportunity for humanists all across Northern Ireland to have and celebrate weddings in ways that are meaningful to them. And that have significance to them and their relationship and their families and their communities.
So you've now got, is there a humanist wedding happening, did you say, this week or this weekend?
There's actually two happening this weekend, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. The one on Saturday is in Belfast and the one on Sunday is in Fermanagh.
And what was the legal issue surrounding these weddings? Where was it not being recognised? What was the difficulty?
Well, the legal intricacies are not something that I can really speak to with very much authority. What I can say is that the situation now is that we have legality. It's a clarification, really, of the law. It's an understanding of where we are with the law with regards to weddings. And what it does is that it opens it up. It allows those who have alternative beliefs and alternative faiths and none to celebrate significant times in their life that have meaning for them. It's a great opportunity. It's a great move forward for all of Northern Ireland. And I think it's something we can all be really positive about.
Well, as you say, it was in June, actually, the Belfast Court of Appeal, they ruled that humanist marriages must be legally recognised in Northern Ireland. And there's a celebration that will be happening this weekend in two different places. So, from what you're saying, there's a suggestion that the weddings could be entirely different. If I went to like a Presbyterian wedding or a Catholic wedding or a Jewish wedding, I would know how it was going to pan out. What might one of these weddings be like tomorrow? Give me a picture of what might be happening.
Yeah, certainly. You wouldn't find yourself in too strange a ground. An awful lot of weddings follow a very similar format. Couples like to exchange vows and they like to exchange rings and they like to have meaningful content. But what you will find with the humanist wedding is that we focus on the couple. We focus on their relationship. We focus on the things that are important to them and family. And it's about allowing couples to express to each other and to the people that are important to them, because when you're at a wedding, you have everybody you love there, what's important about your relationship. It allows you to make oaths and promises to those that you love, both your significant other and your family, in ways that have meaning and ways that have gravitas for you. When you go to any other wedding, they're allowed to, they can do it in a way that has meaning for them. I think that's really important. I think one of the things that we forget sometimes about weddings is it's two people making a commitment for forever. And you have to do that in a way that you feel has some sort of strength and power and meaning to who you are and who you are as a couple as much as anything else. So you will find readings and you'll find music and you'll find stories being told by friends and family. And you'll hear the couple story. You'll find out why we got to be where we are today, why we're having the wedding, how these two people met and fell in love and what they want from their future together. Alana and Ronan, who I'm marrying in Fermanagh, are as much about their family as each other, and it's about celebrating that and celebrating where they and their family are going to be in the next few years.
Yeah, because the two weddings, Emma Taylor and Paul Malone, they're getting married at Queen's University, and you're officiating for Alana McCaffrey and Ronan Johnson, who are getting married in County Fermanagh. Now, the one person who'll not be mentioned at any of these weddings is God. There's no place for God in any of this.
Humanism is a non-religious outlook on life. It's a philosophical approach to life. And no, we don't explicitly mention God. And no, we don't have aspects of religion within it. But that doesn't mean we're not inclusive. All of us in Northern Ireland have family members who have faith that's important to them and has meaning to them. And we respect that and we understand that. And we would encourage anybody to have whatever outlook on life that is best for them. We make space for that. Nobody feels left out. Nobody has ever come to a humanist wedding that I've officiated and had or felt like there was anything missing from it. It's just a slightly different way of doing things.
And of course, when life ends for humanists. There's nothing, as far as you're concerned, when the lights go out, it's dust thou art and unto dust thou shalt return.
Yes, that's true. But I think humanists also have quite an optimistic view on life with regards to those sorts of things. A wise man said that those that we love are never gone until the ripples that they caused in the world have faded away. And I think we all hold that to be true. That while you have people in your heart and people in your memory, they're never really gone. But fortunately, this weekend, we're focusing on happy. This weekend, we're focusing on positive and life and the future and celebrating and having fun. And if you ever get the chance, Frank, you should come to a humanist wedding someday. I think you'd really enjoy it. I think you'd have a really good time.
I'd love to be invited. If any of my humanist friends want to invite me to a wedding, feel free. And Laura, as the, you know, you're not the minister. What are you? You're the person overseeing. You're the humanist vicar.
I'm a celebrant. Okay,
celebrant. Sounds very religious. Yeah. The celebrant word. But what skills do you need to take to it, or are you just like someone who you would get at a registry office?
No, as celebrants, we actually do quite intensive training. We learn a lot. We're basically trained how to create and design a wedding for a couple. We spend a lot of time with our couples. Most weddings, most celebrants take anywhere between 30 and 40 hours to put the whole thing together, to write the ceremony, to create the script, and to design something that's completely unique for our couples. We really get to know the people that we work with. We really get to know them and their family and their loves and their hates. And that's what makes it so personal. We're trained to do that. It requires a very particular type of listening. It requires a very particular aptitude to being able to ask the right questions and get the right answers that you need and then have the ability to put it together. So we train very intensively and we are accredited and we are reviewed regularly to make sure that our standards are up there for everybody. Weddings are big days. You can't take a chance.
you cannot take a chance, or the Humanist Association would be down on you. What is the Humanist Association? Who are the people who check to see you're doing it right?
It's Humanists UK. Fantastic organisation, doing an awful lot of good across Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom, and they support and help all the celebrants throughout the UK and ensure that we're up to standard, yeah.
And finally, while you do respect people of faith, you've already said that, when you look towards Dublin this weekend and see 750,000 people standing in the company of His Holiness the Pope, do you see people who are of a mindset that are, and I'm not being flippant here, but they're chasing rainbows?
No. No, I don't. I think people's faith is individual to them. And I think that that's something that they come to through a lifetime of decisions and understanding. In much the same way that humanists are humanists. We make our decisions based on our understanding of the world and what we believe to be right. I don't think as humanists we have any negative or any other feeling than those people are living their lives how they need to.
That's very fair commentary, Laura. I hope you have a great day tomorrow with the second wedding after the court ruling, and indeed the third wedding is also taking place tomorrow. So we're on a bit of a roll now, and best wishes to to the four young people involved. Laura, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much indeed. It was lovely talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Not a bother at all. Laura Harris, who is a humanist celebrant for the latest humanist wedding that's taking place here in Northern Ireland. Right.